Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be the sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes consist of Native Americans, so-called African Americans, so-called Spanish Americans, not Spanish, but Latino Americans, so-called. And we do this show every week at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I thank y'all that join us today, and we got another fabulous show to do. But before I do that, I want to give all thanks and honor and praise and glory to our divine heavenly forefather and our mother Barbilo and Messiah, and also Metatron, who gives us the wherewithal to continue to look for light, brethren, and minister to the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, we have a few ministries that we do also that you can get in contact with us. First, we have a book buying ministry. If anybody would love to ascribe to the Nag Hammadi, feel free to get in contact with us, because we will help you to get a Nag Hammadi. Also, we have my brother Benaya does videos. He's our brother from Jamaica. He does wonderful videos. You need to check him out. He's on YouTube, Benaya Bay Israel. And then my brother Adir Israel does knockout videos every Saturday. I mean, you got to sit down and ask the Divine Heavenly Father to give you some understanding what the brother he's talking about. And his videos is just must see. As they say, must see TV, must see my brother's videos. And then we do our Blog Talk radio show on Sundays every morning at 11 a.m. We also have the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry, named after my mother. My brother is getting our website together, so you will be able to go to our website and see all the different ministries. But for right now, if you want to join us or get in contact with us, you can get in contact with us at all capital letters, Upper Eons, at Facebook.com, or you can get in contact with my brother, Adir Bay Israel, at gmail.com. Again, Adir Bay Israel at gmail.com, or you can get in contact with me, Doe the Man at AOL.com, all lower case letters. So, being though all that is said, now I want to go into our program today. And the program today is Messiah is Bringing War. Which side are you on? Messiah's bringing war. Which side are you on? Now, I mean, we can just look at today. We at war in everything. We in a physical war. We in a spiritual war. We in a materialized war. We in war in every given state of mankind has ever been in. All you have to do, just look at television. Cut on your television. We're in a biological war with vaccinations, mm-hmm. and you see, mm-hmm. and they continue to make more things that, you know, we at war. We at war with ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, we at war with our children, we at war with our mothers, we at war with mother-in-laws and brothers-in-laws. So we on war on every front. Right. You see, we on war at every front.
Right.
So we know something is in the air. Mm-hmm. We know something is in the air. We know that, okay, if we on war at this so much war, then why is we at this war? Well, we're about to get into it. Mm-hmm. We're about to get into a scripture that's going to tell us why. That's why our subject is Messiah is bringing war. Which side are you on?
Exactly.
Now, my first scripture comes from Luke 12:53. Luke 12:53. Now listen what this reads. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother against the mother-in-law, and her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now, that's coming from Luke 12:53. Now, you see, war on all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
The scriptures tell us we will be at war on all fronts. And this is why we say that Messiah is bringing war. You see, because when he first came to earth, he was bringing peace
right.
to the earth. He was bringing knowledge and peace and love and, you know, and all these things that we could see that was on a loving basis.
Right.
But at this point now, his return is no more love for this world.
Right.
It's war, brother.
Right.
You see,
right.
he's bringing war.
And I'm going to add something to what my brother is saying is he exactly right. Because in order to have a renewal of anything, you must bring destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You must tear down. The perfect example is us. Like you said, I'm a purge that draws from you.
Mm-hmm.
He had to tear us down to build us back up.
Mm.
So like my brother said, it's war. It's war within yourself. Our war, and I'm going to do a video on this too. I'm going to talk to my brother about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a parallel of what light brothers should have seen about David and Goliath. This is the war my brother talking about. I'm going to give you a parallel of what he's saying. This in addition of what he's saying. Goliath, he represented the flesh in the Bible. You know the story of David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little man, but he was a chosen man from God of all his brothers. Goliath is the flesh. And the way to destroy Goliath is where? Where did that stone hit him at? In his third eye.
Mm.
When thy eye become one, thy whole body become light. He destroyed the flesh by hitting him in the third eye. And when he hit him in that third eye, one blow, bam! Goliath fell. The flesh fell. So that was symbology to tell the light brother, you must conquer the flesh, which is Goliath. And when you to conquer the flesh, it is a war because Goliath is huge. It is a hard thing to conquer a giant. The flesh is like a giant with all your desires, like you said, all the flesh, not just your flesh, but all the flesh around you. You got to conquer all that stuff. So that's a parable. I'm just saying what my brother was saying. It's war all around you, and you must conquer the flesh. The war is in the flesh. Know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know thyself, you conquer through the third eye. The third eye, when they say the third eye, you know what I'm saying? They're talking about the doorway or the gate to who you really are, which is spirit. Like I said in my video yesterday, you are not flesh and you are not soul. You are the spirit. Thyself. Know thyself. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying. Fight this war.
Right. You know, all throughout the scriptures, you know, even Paul, Apostle Paul said he was at war. He was at war with himself. That's why he was beating himself constantly, beating his flesh.
Beating the flesh. Conquered the flesh.
He was rejecting the flesh,
right.
Just like Messiah rejected the flesh,
right.
Just
right.
like Enoch rejected the flesh,
right.
Just like Elijah rejected the flesh.
Right.
They was at war, not only with the other nations, but with themselves.
Right.
And that's why we say whose side you on? Because Messiah is bringing this war.
Right.
Now, this is going to help us to see that he is. Now, at Matthew 10:34, now listen what Messiah says. Matthew 10:34. It says, think not that I come to send peace
right.
on the earth.
Right.
I came not to send peace, but a sword.
Right. Right.
Now, why would Messiah say that?
Right. Right. Right.
Because he means that. He's bringing a sword, and this is why we see this chaos about to happen, because they know.
Right.
They know. War is coming. Matthew 10:34. You see? Yeah, that's okay. Matthew 10:34 help us to see that this war, you know, when Messiah said he's bringing a sword, you best believe Messiah is bringing a sharp, big sword.
Got that right.
You see, because it's a lot of wickedness out of here that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And Messiah got the sword to deal with it. you best believe what he said he means. So, you know, that just shows us that he mean what he says. Now, also, I'm sorry, I always forget, and I ask for forgiveness. We do have a phone line you can call us on, which is 845-214-9966. Again, 845-214-9966. Now, I got another scripture I want to read, Matthew 24:7. Now, listen to this one. This even being more direct with Messiah's really trying to help you to see here. Now, it says, nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine, earthquakes in various places. You see, he's letting you know that even in the places that you can not even think about, look, earthquakes is taking place. You see, kingdom is going to rise up against kingdom. We already know that's one of the most famous things. We see that. We can literally see that right now. We've been at war with China. We're in a biological war. See, when Messiah say things, right, we may not look at it what he's saying and not get it right then. But if you look at it with the lenses that Light Brother has, we can get the understanding now. See, if we would think, now the physical war is coming. But look, it started with a biological war. We didn't see that coming. You see, but we at war. You see?
Right.
Yeah, we at war. We definitely at war. You know, Messiah talks in parables, but it's for Light Brothers to get it. You see, it says kings search out matters, and that's how we get it, because we search it out. And then it's given to us through the Spirit, through our mother, Barbilo, through our father. We get it, you see. And these things are dawning on us.
Hey, brother, let me add something else to what you were saying about physical war or conquering the flesh.
Right.
Okay. Now, my brother read from Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. It said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth, but I come not to bring peace, but the war. Then 35 said, for I am come to set man at variance against father and the daughter and mother, father, so forth, so forth. You know what I'm saying? And then you go down to 37, it said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy. So it goes back to what my brother just said. That's why you got to understand these parables that my brother, like you said,
right.
When you read these words, you really got to understand what they're saying. What they're saying is like my brother initially just said, you fight against the flesh. That's why he said, if you love your mother and your father more than you love me, you're not worthy. Mm-hmm. He's talking about conquering the flesh. That's why I said the parable of David and Goliath, it was telling you to conquer the flesh through the third eye, which the book of Enoch tell you that is the gateway or the crystalline eye to conquering the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you love your mother and your father and your brother, such the flesh, those are Yaldabaoth. That's why you might well get rid of them, because they're your fake mother and father. You are not of them. So my brother, I'm just adding on to what my brother's saying. He's telling you the truth.
Right. That's why it's so important that at these times that we are really getting the understanding that we need to get, because it's a lot of things occurring.
Right.
Just like my brother said, if you saying that you love your fleshly brother more than your light brother, you got a problem.
Right.
You see, this is what Messiah was helping us to see. You
right.
see.
Right.
Now, I digress, but all right, I got another scripture that's coming from 2 Peter 3:10. Check this out. It says, but, again, 2 Peter 3:10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat.
Oh, my goodness.
And the earth also works that are therein shall be burned up.
Yes.
Now, why is Messiah telling you this? He's telling you this because these are the things that is going to occur while he's bringing war. You see, it's not just going to be war on one front.
Right.
It's going to be war on all fronts.
Yes.
The earth, volcanoes, You see, all kind of things kicking off, noise, elements, you know. He's telling you, see, this is a real, it's not only a spiritual war, it's a physical war, a mentally war, right. And any other kind of war that you can think of. This is the type of war
right.
Messiah is letting you know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That he's bringing,
right.
You see.
Right. And look, let me say this. Now, when it say right here, man, my brother tearing it up, boy. You is terrible, boy. He say, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Guess what that great noise is? That is the wave. I did a video on that. The wave that's going to come, like, my goodness. That's the wave that's going to shake the heavens. It's going to shake the archons out of their place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talk about. But that wave also going to transform the chosen children.
Yep.
But see, that wave going to come. That's why I'm talking about the earth going to be struck with fervent fire. That's the miracle. That's going to be, it's going to cause the darkness. But that noise, my goodness. I'm going to let my brother keep going, but that's what it's talking about.
And you're right. I'm going to piggyback off you. Thank you, brother, because you're exactly right. It speaks about that in the keys of Enoch, that vibration that's going to come and throw a lot of people off. If you ain't vibing on that same hertz, you're going to be in big trouble. And this is why we're looking for our light brothers to get them on the same vibe so that they can be okay when this vibe, when this vibration, these hurts and sounds come, because it's coming. They coming. And this is our whole mission, to look for our light brother, minister to our nation, and to help them. That's our job.
Right.
That's all we try to do.
So what my brother's saying, if y'all want to join us, he gave you information to come join us. We are fishing for men.
Yes. Again, you can join us at adearbayisrael@gmail.com or dodaman@aol.com, or you can join us at the Upper Room, all capital letters, Upper Eons, all capital letters on Facebook. Okay, I digress. Now I want to get back to our next scripture. Now my next scripture is coming from, now listen to this one, it's coming from 2 Esdras 4-6. Now listen what this saying. It says, for all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Behold, said the Lord, I will bring plagues upon the world, the sword, famine, death, and destruction, for the wickedness have exceedingly polluted the whole earth, and their hurtful works fulfilled. Okay, we can see that now. What we got running wild right now?
Right.
Coronavirus, is that what they got?
Right.
What's going, you see, another thing, brother, that they don't look at, when, like in 2 Esdras, when it speaks about he's going to bring plagues and famine, we see that now.
Right.
You see, this is war. Right. Messiah's bringing this war.
Right.
Now, this was thousands of years ago.
Right.
At 2 Esdras, this said it was going to come.
Right.
And we're seeing it right now. That's why we're seeing all these people dying. You know, they quick to give Satan the, you know, oh, it's Satan. No, brother. This Messiah bringing this war on this wickedness that we're living in. He's bringing the war. I'm Divine Heavenly Father and our Mother Barbilo and all the other angels bringing this war right now that we're experiencing. That's why it says, for the wickedness has exceedingly polluted the whole earth and the hurtful works are fulfilled. In other words, while y'all polluting and doing all this wickedness, you're being judged.
Right.
You're being judged.
Exactly.
You see,
exactly.
I digress.
Exactly.
Again, you know, brother, this is heavy. It's a heavy topic.
Yes.
So I just, it is going to get heavier. So now my next scripture is coming from Luke 21:36. Again, Luke 21:36. Now listen to this. At Luke 21:36, King James Version, it says, watch ye therefore and pray always he may be accounted worthy to escape all things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
Right.
Do you see? See, Messiah always give us the blueprint to escape and to be okay. Now, you heard what he said? Pray always. Pray.
Right.
You see? Watch, pray.
Right.
This is for all of us, right, like brothers, our nation,
right,
and to keep watch of what's taking place,
mm-hmm,
you know, because the only way we're going to escape this is through our prayers and also what we're doing now, ministering to our nation,
mm-hmm,
and looking for our light, brethren. You know, we stay busy doing the will of the divine Heavenly Father. We keep busy in his work,
mm-hmm,
and this helps us to escape a lot of this mentally, you know, that we see that's occurring on the earth right now through us praying, fasting, and doing such things like that is going to help us to escape that, you know. And that's why it says, escape all these things shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Because if you're not doing these things, how are you going to stand before the higher?
Right.
You won't.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, brother? You will be in big trouble.
Right, right, right. And I'm gonna add another precept to that. If you go to the Colburn Bible, it's a pray not that the Eternal Father is with you when he comes back. But this, it goes to, like my brother just said, pray that you on the right side of the Father before he get here. See? It goes, mm-hmm, with what my brother just said.
Right.
Do all these things to prepare yourself before he get back.
Mm-hmm. Right, brother. And I'm going to piggyback off that a little bit. So, in other words, you see, don't think like we're going to be a last-minute brother. Okay, we looking, we watching. Oh, I got some time. Oh, I got some time. I'm going to jump in. Oh, I'm jumping in now.
Right, right.
And then Messiah said, oh, it's okay.
Right, right.
No, it don't work like that.
Right.
But you think Messiah is slow? No. He knows what you're doing. He sees all of us. When it comes to Messiah, the divine Heavenly Father, our mother, we are naked in
right,
the eyes.
Exactly.
They see all that
exactly,
we're doing.
Exactly.
So now is the time to prepare yourself for what's coming,
exactly,
because what's coming is going to be so devastating,
yes,
your mind can't even fathom,
yes,
what's about to transpire, yes, and take place,
yes,
because it's going to be multiple things.
Yes.
You won't have time to think about the
right,
next thing,
right,
that's coming, because it's
right,
not the first thing in front of your eyes,
right,
is going to be devastating.
Right, right, right. And he right. That's why he said when that stuff start happening, you ain't going to have time to think. It's
right,
going to be that devastating. He said, you ain't even had time to pray. It's going to be that devastating.
Right.
But to go back to the parable, like my brother just said, he said, don't think that you're going to be sitting around lollygagging and waiting to see him. Yeah, I know when Messiah coming, let me get myself right. It go back to the parable when the Messiah said the Sadducees and the Pharisees asked him, Messiah, when the end of the world going to come? Messiah said, he said, you hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? He said, you're always looking for a sign. I'm going to paraphrase now. You know, like Messiah said, I'm going to paraphrase. Messiah said, you always looking for a sign so then you can act like you serving me before I come. He said, I ain't giving you nothing. You know what I'm saying? He said, all I'm going to tell you, the sky going to be red. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't even catch that. He said, the sky was going to be red. He
right,
still ain't catching.
Right, and that's one of the most important things that he said to give you a sign.
Right.
The sky will be red.
Right.
You see, letting you know that Nibiru is in the atmosphere. That's how you knew the sky was going to be red. That's your sign. But it might be too late. So, what's the purpose of asking when it's going to come? When you ain't doing what's right anyway. That's your sign.
I digress.
Right.
Wicked.
Now you see why. You see? He's exact, perfect, even with the words he called him. Because it describes him to a T.
Incredible.
Oh, right. I digress. Okay, brothers. My next scripture is coming from Revelation 2:27. Now listen to this. At Revelation 2:27, it says, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessel of a potter, they be broken to shiver, even as they receive it of my Father. Now, whoa. Now, I'm going to show you an example. Now, if you ever take a clay, like a pot of clay, mm-hmm. and you know how the pottery is like, almost like glass, but it's not. It's clay. If you take a hammer and hit that pot, right. It'll smash it.
Right.
When Messiah said he got a rod,
right.
What you think he's talking about?
Right.
You see, as he hit that vessel, it's going to shatter. So he's talking about those nations, you know, the governments that, you know, got these big army tanks and getting ready for a space war. You know, you see, oh, Messiah got something for all that, you see. So that's why, you know, he's letting you know, as I receive it of my Father. So when Messiah shatter you, shatter all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
is because it was ordained from his Father,
mm-hmm.
from our divine mm-hmm. heavenly Father to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because he's telling you, even Messiah is telling you, oh, I didn't, it's not my Father,
mm-hmm.
which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the divine heavenly Father
mm-hmm.
has decreed this war on y'all because
mm-hmm.
of y'all wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even, he's even letting you know that it's his Father that's going to give him, they said, I'm paraphrasing again. The Heavenly Father said he's going to give Messiah 1% of his power.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of power has never, ever been on this earth or probably in this universe. There's 1% of power. Brother, you talking about a powerful war.
There you go. Now, look, I'm going to add something my brother said. And this is for the Gnostic brothers and sisters. When he just read, see, that's why you got, when the light speak, the true light brother can hear it. Now, listen what my brother said. He said, Messiah gonna come back with a rod of iron. That's symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
And he gonna destroy
the vessels of powder.
Yeah, the vessels of powder.
Mm-hmm.
See, what he said, what the vessels of powder, what he's saying is the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And see, some people think they can get away from this. Well, I might can fool the Father, you know what I'm saying, and I might can get around from being destroyed. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something why you can't. When he said a clay of powder or a pot of clay, he's talking about the physical bodies. And how the rod of iron is a vibration. It's the word. It's the staff of rulership.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't of the frequency of the Father and you are of the frequency of Yah the Boss, it don't matter where you go, what you doing, where you at. That vibration, that frequency, that great noise is going to destroy you. That's why the Corbin Bible says,
mm-hmm.
When that frequency comes, you're going to lose your damn mind. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make you literally go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to destroy yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's the Gnostic side of what this stuff is saying. It's no escape. It ain't no mercy for you neither. You know what
right.
I'm saying? If you ain't of the Father, the true creation, vibrations, light, spark, and spirit, you're going to be destroyed. If you not, like I said, if your name ain't written in the book of life.
Right, brother. That was a great explanation. I loved it. Because, see, a lot of people think that, okay, they're going to out-slick the Father
right.
or you're going
right.
to out-slick Messiah.
Right.
Man, are you crazy? You are crazy to
right.
actually think that.
Right.
Just look at the angels that
there
did. Look what
yes.
they
yes.
did. They and they were angels.
Yes.
Did they outslick
yes.
them?
Right.
Enoch showed us some places. If you know the scriptures, if you read the book of Enoch,
yes.
Enoch showed you with
yes.
the fire, what they did with those angels.
Hung them upside down.
Hung them upside down. They were in places that, look, Uriel took Enoch to a place where though the angels was chained down,
right.
and it was
right.
man the way he described that place,
and they knew Enoch too,
and they knew him, right? And so now you see, now if the angels couldn't escape, how on earth are you going?
Look
I digress.
Look at
I
that.
I digress.
Look at that.
I digress.
Look at that.
You see that?
Yeah.
All right. So. All right, my next scripture, I'm going to Revelation. This is going to be heavy. Revelations 19. Now check this one out. Now, after the Father destroyed you, right, after he destroyed the wickedness, you know, it says in a little while longer and wickedness will be no more.
Right.
Listen who Messiah and the Divine Heavenly Father and our Mother are going to call to eat the bodies. Mm. Check this out.
My goodness.
Revelations 19:17. Mm. And it reads, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heavens, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God.
Look at that! Look at that!
Did you
hear? Look at that! Now, hold up. Now, I'm going to let him finish it, but I want to say this.
Go ahead.
It's telling you that the eternal Heavenly Father or the God of this universe, Metatron, ordained this to happen.
Right. Yes, he ordained it to happen. And it is going to happen. Now, see the bodies is going to be everywhere. So Metatron understand that it's got to be a cleansing.
Yes.
And it's got to be that's going to cleanse it and cleanse it fast.
Yes.
So they call it the Great Supper.
Yes.
In other words, all the birds, all the rats, all the raccoons, opossums, they're going to come and finish off eating these bodies because they'll be stink and stench everywhere and rotten and it'll pollute the, you know, the earth. So it's got to be a cleansing.
Yes.
You see? So he's going to send the birds and the fowls and the rats and to eat the bodies.
Yes.
You see, and I don't, this ain't nothing to be played with. This is why we serious of what we say.
Yes.
This is why, you know, we do what we do to minister to the 12 tribes and look for our life, brother, because this is about to happen.
Yes.
This ain't no 10, 20 years away.
Right.
We looking at the way we see, the way Knight Brothers see all these signs, man, this can be tomorrow.
Right.
It can be the night. It can kick off tonight.
Right.
So
it
is really an emergency that we start getting ourselves straight because Messiah is bringing his war.
Right.
And that's why I said, which side are you on?
Right.
Because what's going to happen to the people that's not on Messiah's side?
Right.
I'm reading it.
Right.
Revelation 19:17.
Right.
They will be destroyed and eaten up by the fowls and the scavengers of the earth.
Yes. Yo. And let me say this too. This for all your people talking about God is love. He is love. But he'll whoop your dang behind too. You know what I'm saying? Look what he did to these slaves. So the black slaves.
Right.
Man,
we were his children.
Yes. We were his children. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say he said he is no respecter of person. So now I whoop my son behind like I whoop your behind. Back in the day, we used to whoop our neighbor's children as well as whoop ours. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So all y'all thinking that God is, he's soft and he ain't going to hurt nobody. Mm-hmm. You know how to eat, my son taught you. My brother just showed you.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like that.
Right.
Messiah coming back to bring war and the sword.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, brother. The war and the sword. And now think about this. If he did this to his children when we was disobeying, just let us be the example. Let us be your example. We his children, and we disobeyed him. Look what we went through. That's why the scripture says that we gonna remember, so we don't have to go through it no more. The scriptures tell us we gonna remember. Amen. Israel, no. Israel.
Daddy whooped off butt.
Yeah. Daddy wasn't playing. So we know. And that's why the scripture, we're going to remember.
Yeah.
Now, this is my last scripture, bro. It comes out of Isaiah 45:17.
Right.
Come on, Isaiah 45:17.
Oh,
here's the good news. It says Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, the world without an end. So in other words, he's going to save Israel. But when I say Israel, I mean the ones that is serving, doing their best to serve the eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, Barbilo, and Metatron, our nation might not know about Metatron yet, but they will. Mm-hmm. They call him the Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. But the ones that doing, keeping the Sabbath day holy, doing the things that
right.
Israel's supposed to
Very
do,
nice.
You know, these
Very
are the ones that will inherit
Very
the Heavenly
nice.
Father's kingdom.
Very
you
nice.
See, this is why we speak in this. You know, yeah, it's going to be a war. Yeah, Messiah's going to do that, but he ain't going to forget Israel.
Right.
He's not going to forget the Heavenly Father's children.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Messiah is bringing this war for the Heavenly
right.
Father's
right.
children
right.
because there was
right.
so much injustice,
right.
because these
right.
was the people that
right.
were beating us, killing us, murdering us, robbing us,
right.
stealing our children, feeding
right.
the alligators.
Right.
You see, Messiah is coming with justice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's bringing justice for us.
Mm-hmm.
The Heavenly Father, Divine Heavenly Father, has decreed him to do this
right.
so he can bring justice for the nation
right.
of Israel.
Right, right. Now, look, I'm going to add to what my brother just said. See, this precept he just brought out, Isaiah 45:17, that knocked John 3:16 in the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't, Jesus didn't die for the whole world. The world he was talking about was the world of Israel.
Right.
Like my brother just said, listen to this. It said, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed, nor a confounded world without end. See, that's what he was talking about. See, when you can say world, you can say Disney World.
Right.
You can say my world.
Right.
You can say the world of the occult. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what he, see, that's when you get the Edomites, they had you going off. He's talking about the whole world. He wasn't talking about, talking about Israel that's been scattered throughout the world. But that's why I said this world shall not be a confounded world without it. He was talking about the world of Israel. Now, if y'all want to take part in that, hey, come on. Come
right.
join us. But
right.
if you don't, you're going to be like my brother just said, the mothers. You're going to be part of the great supper
right.
that the Father ordained.
Yes, yes. Now, the scriptures do say this too. Those nations that cringe to Israel,
right.
they can come into cling to Israel.
Right.
will come into the kingdom as handmaids and servants.
Right.
So we do cater to our nation, but if there's other nations that's listening and want to learn about who our divine Heavenly Father is and want to serve him, you are welcome to join us if that's what you want to do, because he do have grace and mercy, and you can come in as a handmaid and servant
right.
of Israel to
right.
serve them.
Right.
And trust me, you will love to serve them because it's not going to be like
right.
the wicked,
right.
the way they did
right.
us serving
right.
us.
Right.
You'll be serving us
right.
out of righteousness
right.
and want to serve
right.
us. You're going
right.
to get up in the morning and want to go
right.
to serve
right.
Israel.
Right.
Right. Because
right.
the Father, you know, because, you know, we don't want you to think that you're not, you know, welcome. You are welcome. The Father do not want to destroy none.
Right.
But, you know, he going to do what he got to do. But
right.
you have an opportunity.
Right.
And now is
right.
your opportunity.
Right.
Not later.
Right.
Now.
Right.
So that's why I said you want to come join us, get some understanding through my brother, Brother Adir. I told you his personal email is adirbay@gmail.com, and mine is dotaman@aol.com. Feel free to get in contact with us. Upper Eons on Facebook, all capital letters.
Mm-hmm.
All capital letters. Upper Eons. Capital U, capital P, capital P, capital E, capital R, capital A, capital E, capital O, capital N, capital S.
Mm-hmm.
Upper Eons at Facebook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we can be reached.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank y'all for joining us today, because that's going to really conclude our show. And hopefully that next week we'll be back at it to do it again. So I want to give thanks to the Divine Heavenly Father, our Mother Barbilo, our King Messiah, and our Lord Metatron for giving us another withal day to be able to bring another message to the 12 tribes of Israel and also whoever else that's listening to us, because it's a true privilege what my brother and I do. And we thank the Eternal Heavenly Father for giving us another opportunity to do this. So I believe that's going to conclude our show.
We still got 4 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go on. I didn't know we had 4 minutes.
Well, look, First of all, I want to thank the Eternal Father and right. Mother for blessing us with this opportunity as well. I want to thank them for blessing the Shekinah through the Father, for blessing my brother with Dolph to come up with a, oh my goodness, this was a heck of a message. He's going up. When you think about it, man, you know, the Gentile, so he was saying, y'all Gentiles got the opportunity to make it have some salvation, I'm saying some right. mercy and grace, because y'all not Israel. Israel, you know what I'm saying? We scattered amongst all the nations, but he's talking about Israel as the chosen children. Y'all the Gentiles, so you can't come amongst us. Mm-hmm. But my brother broke this down through the Shekinah from the Father. So great. But we only do this work through the Father.
Right.
Which the Shekinah gives us the understanding how to do these things.
Right.
So
none of this is on our own initiative.
Right. Right.
Everything, listen, everything that I right. say unto
right.
you, that my brother say to you,
right.
is coming from the Father. From the Mother,
right.
from Messiah,
right.
from Metatron,
right.
through us.
Right.
All we are vessels that
right.
they use
right.
to cater to y'all.
Right.
We just doing our job. We the
right.
messengers.
Right. Right. That's exactly.
It.
That's what it calls. He said the right word. We are the messengers, which are angels. That's why I say angels walk the earth. But we just messengers to bring this truth to the world. You know what I'm saying? So my brother, right.
Because we know we living in dark times.
Right.
These are very dark times that we're living in. And we screaming these messages out because we know y'all can see them. You see, we anybody can see that we live in these parable times.
Mm-hmm.
But there is light. After this dark, there will be light.
Mm-hmm.
And the light will shine.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get to where we're trying to go, we got to do. See, the Father got things that we must do.
Right.
Principles and laws that we got to abide by so that, like I told you, when Messiah told us, we got to pray. 3 minutes. We got to pray. See, when he said that about praying and fasting, these are things and keeping, you know, the Sabbath, these are the things that we must do because Messiah going to look back and see, oh, did they pray? Did they fast? Did they do this? Did they,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's going to look back. Messiah is the inspector. You see, let's put it, he's the divine heavenly Father controls everything, but he sent Messiah. He's going to inspect, and even through all the angels, and make sure, in the keys of Enoch,
right.
it speaks about even Messiah inspect them, you know, to make sure they're doing their job.
Right, right.
So who are we right. not to do ours?
Let me say something real fast that my brother said that I want to correct for the Gentiles. Fasting for y'all. I don't mean to laugh. I'm just saying, y'all been taught wrong about fasting. You fasting for nothing. You only hurt yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Fasting only for Israel.
Right.
But you need to pray and have some mercy and grace and repent. Now, repenting for y'all time behind. Well, I ain't going to say that, but forgive me saying that. But repenting, because what y'all have done to us, we should be calling y'all worse than that.
Right.
But you can repent and receive mercy and grace and come back and acknowledge who the chosen children are and do the work of the will. But fasting ain't for y'all, so
right.
we got that fast.
Right. Fasting is only for Israel. Thank you, brother, for clearing that up. See, I'm used to always talking to Israel,
right.
but the Father, I believe, wanted me to extend the hand to
exactly.
those ones
exactly.
is of other
exactly.
nations so that they can have an opportunity to serve the divine heavenly forefather and have grace and mercy on them.
Right.
You see, but, you know, that comes with you clinging to Israel.
Exactly.
That's the only
that's,
way.
There you go.
Cling to Israel.
There you go.
And once you cling to Israel, we pray that the Father has grace and
right.
mercy upon you
right.
so that you can tell your other family and friends, this is what we've been doing. Clinging to Israel so
right.
that we can have an opportunity to be handmaids of service in
right.
the kingdom
right.
to serve the Israelites
right.
because that will be your title and that will be your job.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, and thank the divine heavenly Father and Messiah and our mother for giving you that opportunity because they didn't have to
yes.
do it
yes.
and it will be righteous.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
it's through grace and mercy.
Yes.
You see, we have a loving divine heavenly Father,
right.
a loving King and Messiah,
right.
and a loving mother in Barbilo,
right.
and a loving God that is Metatron,
right.
that's the God of this universe.
Right.
They love first.
Right.
So that's going to conclude our show, and I just want to thank the divine heavenly Father and our mother Barbilo, Messiah, and Metatron for giving us this opportunity. And hopefully we'll be back next week if it's the will of the Father. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel. And that's going to close us out.
Shalom.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Peace be unto y'all. Thank you for coming out and sharing this with us. And remember, if you want to join us, you have the information. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom. Let's see if we got it recorded.